Welcome to the Aging Project podcast. We called it that for a reason, because yes, aging is happening to all of us. But how we age? Well, that's not just luck. It's shaped by the choices we make. That's why we say you are the project. Your health, your body, your habits, your next chapter. This podcast, our 120 Club, and our products exist to keep you focused on what really matters. For those who are ready to take action, grab our free scorecard, including the 10 markers we want you to start tracking now. You can download them at theagingproject.com. We believe there is no reason women can't live to 100 or even 120, so let's get on with doing it together. Before we begin, a quick reminder, if any products are mentioned in today's conversation, you'll find them at youmusttryit.com. And with that, let's dive into today's conversation. Well, it's a big day for us here at the Aging Project for a number of reasons. We have interviewed more than 120 specialists. We have now worked with thousands of women ranging from the age of 30 to 90. And what we've realized is we have all this incredible knowledge now. We've got so many ideas and ways forward in our own health journey. It really is time to maybe narrow it all down and put it together in a plan. So I am thrilled today to be joined by not only our clinical nutritionist, Lindsay Kosh, but also the brains behind the entire operation here at the Aging Project, the one and only Amanda Atwood, who some of you may know from our coaching clinics. You may have heard her voice in the background. I'm sure you've received many emails and newsletters from her. She's been brave enough to step up to the plate today, and she's joining us online and on the microphone. And I really just want to say thank you, Amanda, for everything that you have done for women in our community. The power, the effort, the time, the energy, and the knowledge that you've put into what we've learned so far. And now we get to help you out a little bit by, you know, breaking down some of those barriers. We're almost 50 and it's time to try something new.
Thank you, Shell. It's wonderful to be here.
Look, this really came about, didn't it, as a project that you came to me and you said, I need to know more. I'm a family of women. We've got sisters around me. We're all starting to age. And I sort of blew it off as in, no, we're not. You know, we're 45. What have we got to learn? And you having older sisters in your family realized that there was a big gap that you're only just realizing in the medical system here in Australia. And there was a big market that wasn't being catered to, being women going through perimenopause, menopause and beyond.
Yes, I think, you know, I look back now and think, where did this even come from? Where did this passion to continue this project for so long even come from? You know, all I can sort of put my hat on is at the time I had lost my mother to pancreatic cancer, and I think I was quite angry about that in that I didn't really appreciate some of her experiences. So that was one thing that certainly has fueled me. And also my dad wasn't aging very well at the time. So, and then I picked up a book. I happened to be on holidays at Caloundra, which is where Lindsay is. And it was called The New Rules of Aging Well by Dr. Frank Lipman. And as you remember, he was one of the first guests that we had. And for some reason, I picked up his book. I don't even know why. It's not the type of book that I would usually pick up. Maybe in light of my mother, I'm not sure. And I realized that I knew not much of the information that was in there. And by coincidence, then meeting Lindsay, and that was the first time someone had sat down and even explained some of my blood markers to me. And I realized at that point there was so much that I didn't know, that maybe I didn't even realize that I didn't know about my health at that point. So from there, the journey began where we started interviewing people and not even really knowing what we were uncovering, but realizing after each interview there was so much that we didn't know, that really at this age, as our risks do increase, it's important information to understand. We have been brought up, women, I think, where the one number that we all focus on has been the scales, and which is pretty unfortunate. We've done that, you know, that's the era that we were brought up in, of Cosmo magazine and, you know, soup diets and all the rest. And that's fine when you're younger, but I think as your health shifts and changes, and we start to grapple with our health as we see things changing, you know, we need to understand more. And those 15-minute appointments just don't allow us to ask questions, to understand more, which is why I think we're all desperate to have a better framework, maybe a new playbook that's more relevant to this stage of life.
Lindsay, you've been in this for so long now, and you must have clients come into you and patients that you see the light bulbs going on, which I know you've seen go on for myself and Amanda over the last few years. It's like, oh, they're suddenly getting it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it must be very empowering for you to be passing on your information on a broader sense now, not just for that one patient sitting in front of you.
Yeah, I think it's honestly, it's the whole purpose why we get into this industry is just empowerment. And I think that is one thing I know when Amanda even came to me with the idea of, you know, jumping on and helping sort of this amazing project that you guys have put together. I was like, oh my God, absolutely. Yes. Because what I see when people come in into the clinic space is when you have them fill out the intake form and they list the 20 supplements that they're on and the medications over here and the special, you can really see on an intake form that they're a bit lost. They're really motivated and they know they don't feel good. They know there's something wrong, but you can just truly see they're trying everything. They've literally listened to this. They've read that book. They've done over there. And so it feels like jack of all trades, master of none. So it's about having the skill set and maybe the structure and guidance to be able to go, okay, there's this a massive amount of information out there in the world, which is a blessing. But then how do I pull that in and make it relevant for me? And I think that's the whole thought process, Amanda, you might be able to explain behind developing the Aging Project method is like, how do we turn all this incredible information into the steps that I can actually do in my daily life?
Yeah, I feel it. A really exciting point, aren't we, Amanda? We started with the podcast, then we had some webinars and some masterclasses. We've got this extraordinary community now of women that join us on the platform. They talk to each other. There's a lot of interaction, whether it be online or at some of our catch-ups, where women are sharing this knowledge. And I sort of liken what the Aging Project has become as sort of a modern women's circle. We're able to talk about all the subjects that you might not discuss at a dinner party, but in this forum, we've felt so safe and we felt able to, and we've had those experts along the way to really open up those conversations and guide us. And the point we're at now is let's bring it all back together with the Aging Project method. Simple, simple steps that we have seen from, and I always say, you know, from our holistic dentists through to our orthopedic surgeons and all of our practitioners in between. The message really does come down to some really simple steps, and we call them baby steps, that you can implement in your everyday life without feeling like this entire upheaval of the way you've existed to this point.
Yes, I guess what I've seen and what I've observed is that there are now so many experts out there and that are talking to women that it's really become just confusing and overwhelming. And I think that keeps women stuck in their head rather than kind of connecting again to their own bodies and looking for the next thing rather than just coming back and really learning, I guess, once again, to look at the signals that your body is giving. So not paying this attention to the number on the scale. It's really coming back to what is my body telling me? And even though we're so busy, just remembering to pause and, you know, get blood tests done, do all of those foundational things that maybe it seems like we're not being taught, we haven't been taught to do up until now.
So here it is. We don't want to just survive. We don't want to just live longer. We want to live healthier and happier, obviously with joy and our well-being in mind. So the big idea really is to strive to not just survive, but to thrive. So here we are, the car dashboard, Amanda. This was kind of the simplest analogy that we could find so that people could understand what the best way to track their health was.
Yes, we wanted to introduce a scorecard. We feel like that is really a missing piece. That's one of the aspects of the Aging Project method. Again, coming back to the idea that if we're only focusing on the scales, we're really missing what's happening inside our bodies, and even just connecting with the organs that help us, you know, stay alive. I think you can get to 50 and you mightn't even know, well, what does my heart do? How important is it? You know, you're so focused on this top number of the scales that you're missing to really kind of look at some of those markers that Lindsay has helped us to understand that we need to pay attention to: blood glucose levels, inflammation, all of these things that often you just haven't been explained to you. So we've created a scorecard with a traffic light system so that you can really clearly understand when are things sort of in the green, or when are things drifting. I guess this idea of the quiet or the silent sort of drift that I have seen happens. I've heard so many stories from women inside our 120 Club where they get a diagnosis of something and they'll say, I had no idea. And I guess they had no idea because they weren't looking at that number in between to know that there was a slow drift. Because as Lindsay has taught us, disease, it takes a long time for you to get heart disease or to get diabetes, and is that pre-disease state happens for 10 years even, and really knowing those numbers is kind of the thing that will help us to stay well. So the scorecard is a really important part of the Aging Project method.
Lindsay, we're not I guess dissing our GPs. We know how busy they are. We know how overworked they are. We know that those 15-minute appointments, unless you've built up a relationship over a long period of time, don't really offer that expert the opportunity to deep dive into so many things, which is why professions like yours, clinical nutritionists, our holistic practitioners, are becoming so much more valuable as a support system. But I love the idea that we can send women into their GP with a definitive list of the blood tests that they need to get done to get an overall insight into their health.
Absolutely. And just tracking. It's funny how when you ask people, you know, when's the last time you had a blood test? It could be an answer like, oh, that was probably 5 years ago. Well, think about what potentially could be going on inside your body over the course of 5 years. So even just alone, the concept that we're trying to encourage is you should least get a yearly blood test. It's kind of a novel idea, but you go, it makes so much sense, because then you can start tracking it. You can start to see, ew, hang on, is my number going up? Is it going down? Oh, it's in the red. And so we do try and get you to encourage, or try to encourage you to keep that consistency. But then again, we are looking at pathology markers from a slightly different angle, is that there is normal according to the pathology reference ranges, but we want to look at what is optimal as well and start measuring that.
And once you know, it's hard to unknow. You can't unlearn something. And these little seeds just get planted, don't they? With every interview that we do, it'll make more sense. If you've had your blood markers done, the next guest that we speak to on the Aging Project, you can deep dive a little bit further in that. And, you know, for someone who had zero interest in physiology and well-being, because I've been lucky enough to enjoy good health my whole life, I'm nerding out, aren't I, Linz? Like, I'm finding this information so exciting and so interesting, and you can put it into practice because it's your own body and it's happening every day.
I love the little memes and videos that you send me, Shelley, about some health concept. I'm like, oh, it can tell. You can tell. It becomes a bit exciting when you start.
I think would be the word.
It's okay. No, I would say exciting. It's exciting when you start to learn things that are relevant to you. And oh my God, that's what that means when I felt this way. And it's you know, I ask people, do you like science? And I'm like, you'll love science when it's in context to what you're experiencing.
Yeah, it's like investing. You know, if you love property, you invest in real estate. If you love shares in the stock market, you'll go that way. To invest in your own health, because you start to understand it, it just makes sense, and it does get really interesting. And when you can start tweaking your own little markers and you can start biohacking your own lifestyle, it does become a mild obsession.
I'll just share a story. My sister, one of my sisters, Fiona, she actually had some, she had a little bit of a health scare, not a health scare even, she saw a photo of herself and she thought, you know what, I just don't look as healthy as I used to. And so she decided to get one of the blood pressure monitors to use at home. And she also got one of the Vivaly glucose monitors just to track what was happening. And all of a sudden she really, you know, she saw that the blood pressure was too high and she was able to see that her glucose monitor showed her the foods that she was eating and how her body was reacting to it. So just having that feedback was enough to then get her to make some changes to her diet, to focus on a lot of the things we talked about, protein, fats and fiber in that first meal. But yeah, I think the data, having the data about your body is just so important, because if you're not aware that there is an issue, you kind of believe that how I feel must be, or that's how what we've been taught. If I feel well, then I must be well. But it seems like a lot of these things are invisible. You may not know that you've got high blood pressure. So unless you're doing the tests and focusing on those markers, you don't know until it turns into something. So I guess where all this comes back to is that statistic that we saw when we first started the Aging Project, which is that women are now spending, I think it's 11.7 years in ill health. So that is a big number. And you would think that here in Australia that we can do better than that. And maybe if women had a better understanding of when their body shifts earlier, then they might recognise that there is a need to do things differently.
Even the fact that when you reach perimenopause and menopause, you might not have done anything differently, and you might have think, I've lived healthily and happily until this point, and suddenly everything I did is now not working. And that's the frightening part. When you think, I have lived a really healthy life, and now suddenly it's all, everything's changed.
It is, and this is the thing is, as Amanda said, ill health occurs slowly, and this is where it's no one's fault by any means, but it kind of sneaks up on you. It sneaks up on you definitely if you're not measuring it. I think that's what this method is truly about, is like as early as you can, start measuring it. You might get the feedback back that you're doing amazing, and that's where you can go, woohoo, I've made the best choices for my life. But it sneaks up. The body, the human body itself is incredibly resilient. And trust me, we can throw out a lot of crap, to put it bluntly, and it will still keep ticking along up until a point. So we have sort of three different stages that your health will go through until it gets to the point where we are diagnosable disease. The first stage is actually dysfunction. But because those symptoms are probably subtle and gentle, and because we live in a busy world, we might just keep pushing through. That dysfunction then starts to get into things like imbalances. And that's where the symptoms will get a little bit stronger. But again, maybe we can't find the right direction to go. We haven't been able to find the right support and guidance. And then by the time you get to the third one, that's when you actually get a written diagnosis of a disease. So we have multiple opportunities in our health to be able to intervene. And I think that's what we're really trying to advocate for, is intervene as soon as you possibly can, because it will be so much easier to fix.
Well, that's it. So the Aging Project method really teaches you to track the numbers and the figures that you need to, and do this regularly so that you have a graph and a pattern of your own health. We're then going to teach you how to understand all those numbers and what they actually mean and what that means for your health. We then give you a hand to adjust your lifestyle and what you've been doing, whether it be with your movement, with your diet, with your social connections, whatever it might be that is going to give you optimal health. And then we just repeat that, right? So, Lindsay, there is some non-negotiables in a good health journey, and breakfast is the best place to start.
It is, which is a little bit different because there has been a lot of messaging about fasting and this, that, and the other. The cool thing is we are still optimizing this incredible capacity of our body to heal in a fasted state, but we're doing it slightly differently because we're starting to realize that once we get into our 40s and when stress levels are high, then you have to actually be realistic and take a step back to look at everyone's stress load. Breakfast itself, We've given you a little bit of flexibility in this method, meaning you can have breakfast anytime from when you wake up until roughly sort of 9, 9:30. We have guides that we want you to follow. And the main thing on this is it's not rigid and restrictive. It's just simply going, you need to make sure you have about 25 to 30 grams of protein per meal. We need to have good fat sources. We need to have lots of colorful vegetables. And we obviously like to work on gut health with things like herbs and fermented foods as well. So it's kind of a structure that we're giving you that if you start to learn how to make your plates like this with every meal, you just cannot go wrong. It is really returning to foundations and basics. And the cool thing about that breakfast is you really get a lot of traction. Your first meal literally communicates to your biochemistry and your biology from a metabolic perspective what's going to happen for hours. So this is where I want people that are listening to start to reflect. Like, think about what your breakfast is. Generally, it's the one that we rush the most as we're running out the door. So it's whatever's quick and it's whatever easy. Normally, toast is always at the top of the list on that one because you can grab it and eat it while you're driving. But things like this will be very quick to digest, which means glucose is going to get released into your bloodstream really quickly, which means your body's going to have to respond with that insulin to pull it out. This sort of pattern of quick glucose release and the insulin pulling it out just starts this roller coaster up and down. That is not the way that we can afford to go through our days once we get 40 plus. So the breakfast is actually quite clinical, but actually very simple, is that we're trying to get metabolic stability. And metabolism, whilst we always associate it with weight, it's truly about energy and energy efficiency. So one of the aspects of the Aging Project method is definitely we're getting you to focus on that first meal with guidance, but flexibility.
Amanda, I'm going to ask you here because, again, within the community and the chat groups that we have online, this was probably the one thing that threw people most. You mean, I can't just have a coffee and head out the door. People thinking, oh my gosh, I have to have steak and eggs for breakfast. The feedback, though, has been quite incredible, hasn't it? And the change that people have reported to us about what a difference it's made in their day just by having brekkie.
Absolutely. You know, as Lindsay has been teaching us, it's amazing how many times you need to hear something in a different way before it actually clicks in. But yes, breakfast, for some women, you know, part of it, and you explain this also, Lindsay, if you have for dinner a smaller meal, then you're going to feel more full, more hungry for breakfast. And then it's just getting in the habit of finding some meals, which is why, again, inside the Aging Project method, we're just going to give you, we've got meal plans, but we're going to start with three breakfasts, three lunches, three dinners, and three smoothies. These are the foundational pieces, the ones that hopefully you'll always come back to. But yes, breakfast, just getting in the habit of protein, good fats and fiber. Even my daughter's doing it now. All the kids are onto it, and they've realized the difference. If they do have that first meal of the day, then they're not hungry then until lunch. So if you can get that first meal right, then you're on a a good trajectory for the day. You've started off on the right step.
Could just mean waking up half an hour earlier. And I know, again, that sounds devastatingly frightening to some, but if we're working with our circadian rhythms, Lindsay, yes. Then getting up a little bit earlier is not such a bad thing.
No, we should be getting up with the sun and ideally going to bed shortly after. So the cool thing is that all of the changes that we're asking you to make, they're simple, but they're foundational. And when you actually put them into place, they're really, really enjoyable. So this isn't about torturing or anything like that. We're kind of doing the anti-diet. We're actually encouraging the right way of eating instead of restricting. So it's just flipping the script on a bit of a push that's been going on for so many years. And it's so nice. It's really nice.
I get to hear the stories of women, and one of the ladies is Julie, and beautiful Julie has packs all of the orders here at You Must Try It, and she would see certain products going out more than others, and it sort of got her curious, and she joined the 120 Club and decided to, you know, make her health a bit of a priority. But she knew that in other times where she started to do a quick fix, you know, and it hasn't worked, and then she's fallen off the wagon, she's felt bad, and then she's got stuck again. But this time she decided that she was just going to do one or two things. She would focus on that first meal of the day, focus on water as well. And that's where she started. She started to do those two things, as well as she was taking a supplement, one of the supplements that we recommend, inositol. And from within the first month, she lost 5 centimeters. We're not about scales, absolutely not. We're about that visceral fat. And we're just using the good old tape measure. And she lost 5 centimeters in the first month, and then 5 again in the second. And she just slowly introduced some more of the 7 steps that we talked about. And so now she's really stacking things. She's exercising more. She's back in the pool. And she's just feeling really good. And, you know, I love hearing stories like that. And I think it's just, a reminder. We often put too much pressure on ourselves. We think, I'll start again Monday. And, you know, I've learned that you only change when you feel good. And so the best thing is to start so small. And I think here at the Aging Project, there's women of all ages, and no one does things perfectly. That's what I do like here. But we're just all doing our best. And for Julie, her best was just starting slow and building up, and she's seen some results. So it's wonderful to hear stories like that within the community too, because hearing other people's stories with someone maybe that you might relate to or connect with, that's what often keeps you motivated to think, well, maybe I can do that too.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? We always say that we're hopeless at looking after ourselves because we're busy looking after everybody else. And Lindsay reminds us to put our own oxygen masks on first so that we can help everybody else. And I think the Aging Project and our Aging Project method is really also keeping you accountable. If you can't do it on your own and you feel like you're being held accountable by us, then we are more than happy for that. And there's a whole community waiting here to support you when you are ready to take those first baby steps. We do have some rules. I don't know whether we call them rules. They're your non-negotiables. They're the things that you just have to do every day for your own health and well-being. And they're also in there inside the method. There's the core meals, the scorecard, just 7 daily steps that if you follow those, it's not that hard. It's not that hard to change the trajectory of your health journey, is it, Lynn?
No, that's what I was saying. They're simple. They're baby steps, but they are really impactful. That's where we realize when you're busy, you need to really nut down on the most important things for you to do for your health and well-being that will get you those changes over time. And we've definitely nutted them out and made them pretty easy for you.
So stop guessing. Come on board. Join the Aging Project Method. Join our 120 Club. Get on board with our community if you're not already. We are here for you. We are giving you a map, an easy way forward. It is simple framework that helps women understand their body signals, builds those daily habits, and there's some tracking for some meaningful markers there that you can really start to own your own health journey, which is what we're really all about. Lindsay, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, across all the experts that we've spoken to, no matter what side of the industry that they're coming from, there was very, very common messaging, and that was protein for women our age. Yep. Creatine has become very much a talking point. Inositol popped up across so many, many different experts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, mate tea was a big one. So we've gone the next step and we're putting all these together again to make it as simple as possible. And you have developed some wonderful products for us, for the Aging Project, moving forward.
Absolutely. Because again, you want everything. When you're like, when you get into this and you start to get just as excited as we all are about our health and well-being, you want everything. So we figured, how do we make this really purposeful? So there are ways that you can help yourself out. For example, getting 30 grams of protein each meal, I will be honest, it takes a bit of effort. And especially if you're not a really big eater, you have to concentrate on it. So even now in my 40 plus years, I'm using a protein powder because I find one scoop of that is an easy way to get another sort of 15 to 20 grams of protein in there. So it becomes a tool, but we are really big advocates that if you're going to be using therapies or supplementation, make sure it's quality, make sure it's clean. And so I guess in our obsessiveness to try and offer this to all of our customers, we thought, well, we're going to go and do it ourselves. So Amanda was really amazing at just going, all right, we're going to jump in, we're going to do this. And we've decided to combine them in a way that you don't have to buy six different things, that we can get that all in about three different products. So we've got one that is the protein and creatine combined. Obviously, the protein helps from a dietary perspective. The creatine, we know, are really big benefits if you are starting to do a little bit more strength training. And it can,
which everybody is, yes.
Yes, yes. And it can also cross into some cognitive benefits as well. So we put the protein and the creatine together. We also have the second product, which is a collagen and inositol. So obviously, collagen, we know by now, can help us in many, many, many ways. We did do a podcast not that long ago, even saying the capability of collagen to be a GLP-1 receptor stimulator. So that's always an extra bonus apart from the glowing hair, skin, and nails. But we've combined it with inositol because inositol is something that we can clinically use to bring down slowly and steadily someone's insulin levels, which is part of our concerns when we get into perimenopause and menopause, is this subclinical insulin resistance. So we decided to put the inositol in with the collagen. And then we have a blend of green tea and yerba mate tea, which are really incredible polyphenols for gut health, as well as glucose regulation, as well as, again, GLP-1 receptor stimulators. So we've kind of looked at what's going on in the industry and the things that we know have robust clinical research to be effective. And we decided to kind of consolidate them down and make sure that they were really high quality.
Amanda, are you thrilled with our products?
I'm so excited to bring these products. I mean, it's been a labor of love. Lindsay's been amazing as our manufacturer, and even coming up with the design and the packaging. You know, I was at the gym the other day and I had a look at the wall where they stock all of the different, proteins as an example. Other products were there, but they were all very male orientated. They're all black. And very, very focused to the male market. And so, we spent quite a lot of time putting together a packet that we think is going to really look nice on a woman's bench, as well as obviously being clinically designed by Lindsay. So, yes, we can't wait to bring them out to the market. For now, they'll be available at youmusttryit.com, our store, and we can't wait to get the feedback from our community and hear more stories of, I guess, transformation, which is what we're after. We want to hear more stories of people like Julie, and we want to, show people that this is possible, that this is another option, I guess, for those that aren't looking to go down the path of the GLP-1s at this stage, or even if they are, that this is a wonderful method that they can bring in for life. You know, it's not something that you're looking to, count calories or do anything like this. It's our hope that this is something you can learn and then that you can continue on doing for life.
They really are supportive lifestyle products, aren't they, Lindsay? They're three products that you can use every single day rather than having to take it for a little while and then give your body a break. These are things that are going to support you every single day.
Well, this is the clinical research on protein, creatine, collagen, and inositol. You will find endless, endless amount of clinical research backing them up. So there are things that work to start with. And then we obviously, the manufacturer that we chose, sticklers for quality. So as far as every single ingredient that's actually in there, we're making sure is really, really good. So we've gone to the effort of making sure everything is just perfect for you guys. And again, just making it easy, because good health can be easy, believe it or not.
Shall I just to pick up on the fact that inside for the Aging Project, if people do go to our website, and we have the 120 Club. So this is where people have the opportunity to, we've spoken about parts of our method today, but this is where we've got everything. So any golden nuggets that we have learned over the years from the podcast, we've put this all together now so that people can understand more and exactly what that method is. And also, I think a key part of the 120 Club is, just like I said, stories. I have seen that every woman has a story to be told, and that is something that we can learn from. So I really love the idea, rather than everyone just having these appointments sort of behind closed doors, the 120 Club is an opportunity to hear women's stories. And you know, it's often exactly the same thing that we're all struggling with. So hearing that, and then we have monthly coaching calls as well, which is a wonderful opportunity for people to get support, clinical support. So Lindsay has come in and we've had some really wonderful guests in some workshops we've been running too. So it's not just the method, hopefully it's community and support that we're building. So What started as a one little conversation, Shelley, at when I came and saw you in Byron and Lindsay, it's really developed into something so much more, and it's our hope that it really does make a difference.
100%. Look, if this is the first time listening to us, if this is the first time you've come across the Aging Project, as Amanda said, we are a community and we are all supporting each other in what we hope is a long, happy and helpful and healthy life. There are so many people on board, as Amanda just mentioned. We've got webinars, we have coaching clinics, we've got nutritionists and geneticists standing by to talk you through all of the different healthcare needs that you may be looking for. We're also just a community of women just like you who want to have a conversation, who want to learn more and who want to take charge of the next 50 years, or as we're saying, the next 70 years, because it's 120, right? We're gunning for 120, ladies. So there it is, the Aging Project method, something that was born out of a podcast 5 or so years ago, has grown into an amazing community full of like-minded women, women just like you that have stories that I know you will gain a lot out of. So join the community, join the 120 Club, get on board with the method, and let's go for 120 years of good health, a great future, a joy span, health span, and lifespan. All matching up. Thank you, Amanda, for coming on board today. Nice to see your face. Lindsay, it is always a delight.
As always, the Aging Project podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes. Always seek medical advice from a qualified practitioner.